just here's the three practical steps. You're going to save money, you're going to find money, and you're going to work.
This is the L3 Leadership Podcast, episode number 242. What's up, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the L3 Leadership Podcast, where we are obsessed with helping you grow to your maximum potential and to maximize the impact of your leadership. My name is Doug Smith, and I am your host, and today you are going to hear me interview Ramsey personality Anthony O'Neill. You're going to hear us discuss his brand new book, Debt-Free Degree, a step-by-step guide for getting your kid through college without student loans. That's right, you heard that correctly. Debt-Free Degree, a step-by-step guide for getting your kid through college without student loans. And you know, as leaders, I believe this is a very important topic. We're in the middle of a student loan crisis in our nation, and we need leaders to do something about it. And that's why I'm extremely grateful for Dave Ramsey and Anthony for stepping up and leading and trying to tackle this issue in our country. And obviously, it's a huge topic also for all of us who have children who will one day go to college. And so literally, this whole discussion is around how can you get a debt-free degree. But before we dive into the interview, let me give a little bit of context for who Anthony is. He has been on the podcast before, and if you enjoy this episode, you can go back and listen to my other interview with him in episode 185 of the podcast. So here's what you need to know about Anthony. He has an incredible story, which he actually shares with us in episode 185 of the podcast. So again, I encourage you to go back and listen to that. But long story short, at age 19, he was deep in debt and short on hope and had no clue what he was going to do with his life. And he ended up hitting rock bottom. And when he hit rock bottom, he ended up turning his life around. And now he's committed his life to helping students find and pursue their passions. And now he's a best-selling author, and he works at Ramsey Solutions for Dave Ramsey. And he literally has the opportunity every single day to impact thousands of students' lives. And it's incredible to see the impact that he's having. He's high energy. He's a ton of fun, super smart. And you are just going to love this interview with Anthony. So I hope that you enjoy it. But before we dive into that, just a few announcements. Leaders, I am so excited to invite you to our second annual L3 One Day Leadership Conference that's being held on Friday, March 13th, 2020, right here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We have an incredible lineup of speakers for you this year. We have Jeff Henderson, who is a pastor at North Point Church and works with Andy Stanley. He also recently authored the book, Four. And that book is so incredible that we're actually giving a copy away to everyone in attendance at L3 One Day this year. And I've heard the talk that Jeff is going to give at the conference. And as soon as I heard it, I knew I had to have him speak at L3 One Day and share this talk. And leader, I'm telling you, you are not going to want to miss this conference just for that talk alone. In addition to Jeff, we have many other incredible speakers. We have Laura Ellsworth, who's the partner in charge of Global Community Service Initiatives at Jones Day. She's one of the best speakers I've ever heard in my life. We have Bill Strickland, who's the founder and the chairman of the Bidwell Training Center here in Pittsburgh. We have Greg Weimer, who's the partner of Confluence Financial, and a few others, and it is just going to be an incredible day. But leader, let me tell you why that I believe that you and your team need to be in the room at L3 One Day, more than just who's speaking. It's because I believe you are one idea and one connection away from changing your destiny and the destiny of your organization. I'll say that again. I believe you are one idea and one connection away from changing your destiny and the destiny of the organization. Leaders, get in the room. Because here's what I know. You have no idea what you're missing when you're not in the room. I love what Gerald Brooks said. He said this about being in the room. He said, leadership can be taught, but it has to be caught. And when you're in a room with high-level leaders, you feel it. And often in leadership, it's not the lesson that you need, it's the life of a leader that you need. And I know for me personally, it's been the lives of the leaders that I've been able to connect with at events like L3 One Day that have meant everything for my growth. And so please join us. We're offering a special discount for podcast listeners. You can go to l3oneday.com to register and use the promo code podcast to get 10% off of your ticket. Again, that's promo code podcast and you'll get 10% off your ticket. This episode of the podcast is sponsored by Baritone Advisors. The financial advisors at Baritone Advisors help educate and empower clients to help make informed financial decisions. Find out how Baritone Advisors can help you develop a customized financial plan for your financial future. Please visit their website at Baritone Advisors, that's B-E-R-A-T-U-N-G, advisors.com. Securities and investment products and services offered through Waddell & Reed, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Baritone Advisors, Waddell & Reed, and L3 Leadership are separate entities. And with all that being said, let's dive right into the interview. Here's my interview with Ramsey personality, Anthony O'Neill. Anthony, hey, thank you so much for being willing to be on the podcast again. And before we dive into to your new book and new message, can you just tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, my name is Anthony O'Neill. I'm a Ramsey personality here, best-selling author. Second book, one of them is The Graduate Survival Guide, and plus a new book you and I will be talking about that came out on October 7th, man. Just traveling around the world, spreading my message. You know, I was 18 years old, $35,000 in debt, homeless, sleeping in the back of my car because of the poor financial decisions that I've made. I'm completely debt-free now. I'm having the opportunity to travel around the world, to speaking to teens, millennials, and just young people in general about how to avoid debt, build wealth, start businesses, and go after their dreams.
I love that. And I love what you guys are doing at Ramsey Solutions. So you guys are waging war on the student debt crisis. And can you just talk a little bit about why you as an organization are focused on this initiative and what you're doing about it?
You know, overall, you know, our leader, Dave Ramsey, you know, he's the man of no debt and build wealth. And this whole student loan message started because he's seen a need. And then I personally was in a need. I seen the need. I took out $10,000 worth of student loans when I didn't even need it. And I'm seeing today that there's $1.6 trillion in student loan debt from 44 million borrowers. When we really do the research and really dive in deep, there's currently 11 million individuals. And within the next 3 months, by the end of this year, we will have another million individuals in default. So this means every 28 seconds of every single day, someone's going into default. Young people are going into college and they're thinking they're going to make enough money to graduate and pay back these student loans within a year, 2 years. But studies are showing that 20 years later, they still owe 50% of the student loan balance. That's 50% of the average. Minorities, specifically African-Americans, still owe 113%. So we had to attack it because it's delaying people's dreams. And I had to personally do it.
Yeah. And so one of the ways you're attacking it is obviously you wrote this book and you're getting this message out there. Tell us about your new book, Debt Free Degree.
Yeah. Debt Free Degree is a step-by-step guide to getting our young people into college and through college 100% debt free. The average student would graduate about $35,000 in student loan debt. A fifth of those students would graduate with $100,000 or more. Kids are young people are graduating with mortgages, but do not have real estate. They do not have property. They have all this debt, but they have nothing for it to show but a piece of paper. And so I said, this cannot happen. There are ways they can go to college, get an education, graduate debt-free. You can go after your dream schools. We're seeing that student loans are not setting up our young people for success. It's setting them up for failure. They're not starting families. They're not even going after their dream careers because they just have so much debt. And so I wanted to attack the issue head on. And to make sure that young people after me, after you and I, do not have to borrow money. They can go to Harvard if they work right. They can go off at a community college and still be successful. And that's exactly what this book is going to help young people do.
Yeah, and let's talk about how to do that practically. Because when you hear debt-free degree, I mean, that almost seems like, for real, can that actually happen? And it can. But can you talk about the plan that you actually lay out in the book on how people can do it?
The very first thing I talk about is the seventh grade. I talk about here's what you don't do. Here's what you do do. Here's the very first thing you don't do is you take debt off the table. Okay. You do not borrow money. When you take debt off of the table, you start realizing that there's a lot of other great options out there that look attractive and it looks very, very good. Then two, you got to have a vision. We need to write down exactly what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? How do you want to do it? You know, what is your major that you want to major in? Once you have that laid out, just here's the three practical steps. You're going to save money, you're going to find money, and you're going to work. You know, save means you're going to look at in-state college versus out-of-state college. You're going to look at maybe possibly community college or trade school. The average school is going to cost you anywhere between $6,000 to $11,000. So if you go in-state, stay at home, eat at home, let's say you do spend $10,000 to go to an in-state school, divide that over 12 months, that's $833 that you will have to pay on a monthly basis. You can drive for Uber. You can drive for Lyft. You can work at McDonald's part-time. You can really go there. But the key thing is you got to pick the most affordable school. But inside the book, man, there's so much that I really lay out when it comes to ACT, SAT, dual enrollment classes, super scoring. I mean, I really write out the game plan to how you do it. It's not just an encouragement book. It's not just a bunch of testimonies. No, it's me spending the last 5 years interviewing people, professors, doctors, lawyers, attorneys, counselors, school principals, superintendents, and saying, look, how can we do this? How can we get our young people in? And I took all the information and put it inside the book.
I love that. And that, it sounds like the plan is amazing. If you're in middle school, you get it and you start planning ahead and doing all that. But what would you say to people listening to this, and maybe they're a junior, a senior in high school, or maybe they're a parent listening to this and they have a junior or senior and they've saved no money and they have no plan? What would you say to that parent?
Hey, I totally understand. It's not the end of the road. You're going to still be successful. Go ahead and step back and see, okay, where are we financially? If we have no money saved up, if our young person has no scholarship opportunities, we're still not going to consider debt. 2 + 2 = 4. If you're smart, you're smart. So if you start at a community college and you end at an in-state school, that's fine. The average community college is going to cost anywhere between $3,000 to up to $5,000 a year. In certain states like Tennessee, New York, several other states, your first 2 years of community college are free. While you're in community college, be looking up grants and scholarships. They can go to my website, anthonyoneal.com, and find several 10,000 scholarships that they can apply for. But then at the same time, we're going to step back and see, is school even for me? Is school even for my child? Hmm. Maybe going to a trade school, maybe going straight into the workforce, maybe going into the military. There's so many different options that a young person can do. Going to a 4-year traditional school is not mandatory. What's mandatory is education. I firmly believe that you should learn how to learn. Every single day, we should be learning something. But going about it from a traditional 4-year university, community school, trade school, military, you name it, it all depends on what's the best route for yourself.
And I think that's so powerful. Do you have any tips for actually processing that? Maybe someone's listening to this and they have, you know, a middle school or someone just starting in high school and they're really not sure and they feel like they have to go to that 4-year. How can someone start to discern and really process that?
Man, you know, step back. You know, I would get around your mentors, get around your parents, get around loved ones, say, hey, listen, what do you all see in me? Can we have an honest conversation about my future? One thing I'm always telling parents when I'm out there speaking to a majority of parents is, hey, it's your job to work together for their future. Don't tell them what to do. Don't force them to live out the dreams that you didn't accomplish. Maybe you wanted to go to school and be a lawyer. That's not your child's responsibility to fulfill your dreams. It's your responsibility to guide them and to train them and to encourage them on to their own journey. So I tell young people this all the time, sit down and say, mom and dad, I don't know if school is for me. I don't know what I really want to do. And be open and ask them, hey, what do you see in me, mom and dad, that maybe I can consider? And then to the parents listening right now, maybe you should just take them out to pizza. Take your son or daughter out to their favorite restaurant. And say, you know what, son? What do you want to do with your future? You know, this is something you're really good at your hands. Every time something breaks, man, you're good with your hands. Have you thought about being a carpenter? Have you thought about maybe going to this particular trade school? Or like when my parents did, man, I was good with my mouth. Back then, my mom said, boy, you're such a good liar. You need to be an attorney. Nice. And so I didn't need to be an attorney. I needed to be a motivational speaker. And so I just think together, you know, working hand in hand and to identify what's the best route for that person. Because I'll say this and I'll be quiet because I can talk about this all day long. What I'm seeing here is that we're allowing students to take a kid's approach to an adult decision when it comes to college. Mm-hmm. They're going to college because their peers are going, or that's a popular school in the city, or they want to go to this Ivy League school. But then when they turn 60, 70 years old, their adult version of themselves is asking the kid version, why did you make that decision? Now I'm paying back $50,000 on a $20,000 loan, on a $30,000 student loan. So together, mom, dad, loved ones, parents, teachers, counselors, youth pastors, we just got to help them make the best decision for themselves.
Yeah. And there's a lot of talk in today's world, especially those running for president. People are saying, hey, we're going to forgive everyone's student loans. We're going to make college free for everyone. I'm just curious your insight on this. You know, do you think that will actually happen? Should people just wait and hope that the government will forgive their loans and pay for their college? What are your thoughts on this?
You know, Doug, I was watching a Democratic debate last night on my flight in here to Colorado Springs, and that was a hot topic. You know, I was listening to the presidential candidates saying, you know, this is what we're going to do. We're going to wipe out this. We're going to tax the wealthy. And, you know, here's the thing. I hate the fact that young people right now are saddled with debt. But the bottom line is they signed a piece of paper. They got to fix it. They got to deal with it right now. I am not a fan of counseling all student loan debt because it's going to cost from somewhere. Here's what I'm a fan of. Let's fix the issue right now. I believe that the government needs to end student loans because if you look back in 1965, banks weren't even giving young people student loans because they didn't have a job. They couldn't pay back the stuff. It was the federal government that came in and said, hey, we're going to guarantee these loans. And now what bothers me is that a kid can't sign for a six pack of beer, but a kid can sign for a mortgage size loan for school. And so before we can even fix the issues right now, my thing is let's fix this right now as far as in stopping student loans, helping our young people get into college affordable. I do not even agree with that all colleges need to be free. I do believe some community colleges need to be free. Maybe an in-state school needs to be free. But I mean, hey, there's nothing wrong with going off to Harvard. Loans you pay for it cash. But let's end student loans. We do that. We bring down the cost of college. When we bring down the cost of colleges, then now it's more affordable and it forces the average person to start looking for creative ways to pay cash for it.
Yeah, one more thing on the government assistance. I listen to Dave's show a lot, and I know there's this government program out there that if you have a college degree and work in the nonprofit sector, supposedly the government's going to forgive your loan after 10 years of working there. I hear that a lot. I actually have friends that say they're waiting for that. Do you have any advice for those people?
I'm just curious. Yeah, man. Don't count on the government. Now, if the government said that's what they're going to do, I hope that they honor it. But studies are showing us right now, as of June of this year, 110,000 people applied for it. Only 853 people got accepted. So that's less than 1%. So when we sit here and we're going to sit here and say, I'm going to wait 10 years for the government. Listen, things are changing every single day. Things are changing every single year within the Congress and within the government. I am not going to put my trust in a government that has already shown me that you told me if I do this, this is not going to work. And so again, I'm going to say pay off all of your student loans, put it inside the debt snowball. I'm a huge fan of that. Line up your debt from smallest to largest. And here's the thing. If your debt gets forgiven, if your student loans get forgiven, I am happy for you. But what I'm saying is do not sit here and wait because studies are showing right now the chances are very, very slim.
So this is a leadership podcast, and I'm just curious, you have an audience of leaders. As leaders, what can we do beyond our own families to join in this battle with you guys, to just get this message out and to just impact the next generation of students?
You know, when I think about leaders, man, I think of myself as well. Before joining the team, I was a youth pastor. I mean, one of the key things that I really stuck with was the caliber of these young people's future will be determined by the decisions that I'm making today. And a lot of people ask me, well, what do you mean by that? I'm like, well, I was making a decision that I'm going to teach them financial literacy. I'm going to teach them how to avoid debt. I'm going to teach them how to start building wealth at a young age. I was taking my kids on to sixth graders, seventh graders on college visits. I was bringing in business owners, attorneys, celebrities to talk to my young people to get them to vision. How can leaders partner with myself and Ramsey Solutions? Help us spread the message. Help us teach young people how to be good stewards of their money, how to invest at a young age, how to be teen entrepreneurs. I have a kit out right now called a Teen Entrepreneur Toolbox Kit where I'm teaching middle school students how to be entrepreneurs, how they can turn walking dogs, cutting grass into a legit legal company. How can you help? Help me spread the message. Help you spread your message. Let's spread hope.
And with that, you mentioned the Entrepreneur Toolkit. Obviously, please share with our audience where they can pick up a copy of the book so they can buy it for everyone they know. And what other resources? I know you guys are doing a ton around this. What other resources in addition to the book are available to those listening?
Yeah, man, you can go to anthonyoneal.com. That's where you can get the book. But you'll also find several other resources and amazing things that we're doing around this whole student loan crisis. The very first thing is I have a scholarship tool on my website to where I'm giving away $10,000 in the month of October. It will end October 31st, a $5,000 scholarship, two $2,500 scholarships. Wow. But then I have a list of 10,000 other scholarships. So just with just that tool, also have a college calculator. I believe that every young person needs to review at least 3 to 5 schools and go and assess and see what's the cost going to be. Add in some math. What do you have saved? What do you have invested? And we're going to tell you, hey, this is how much money that you're going to need for this particular school. But then also as well, we just recently launched an amazing podcast. It's going to be about 8 or 9 series long. It's called Borrowed Future, where we went out there and we've interviewed some big names from Mark Cuban, Seth Godin, Dave Ramsey, Rich Cruz, myself, Ken Coleman, some other big names. But most importantly, we interviewed everyday people who felt like one young lady said that she felt like she was worth more dead than she was alive. We really, really just met people who are saying, you know what, student loans did not help me. It hurt me. And so I would encourage you to go to my website. You can find the information out. Then also connect with me on Instagram. And every single day, I'm dropping knowledge to millennials, how they can be successful, how they can be a successful leader, how they can graduate debt-free, how they can start building wealth. And if you've got debt right now, I'm helping young people get out of debt and take control of their finances.
Anthony, well, thank you so much for leading this crusade and for being a leader. I always just like to ask, especially this is your second time on the podcast, I'm just curious, in this stage in your leadership journey and everything you're doing in this space, what are you learning right now in your journey?
I'm learning how to continue learning to be a better leader. I'm always just trying to figure out, what can I do better? How can I wake up today? What can I learn that will make me a better leader for my team, even for the people who I do not lead? Because I want to make sure that my message is being spread, love is being spread, and I'm encouraging others and I'm developing other leaders. So that's the season I'm in right now, is to just help a lot of people to accomplish their dreams.
And you're on a book tour right now, so you're actually in Denver, Colorado. I just want to hear, can you just speak to the hustle required to be a speaker and author and really get a message out there? I'm just curious. Talk about that hustle and what is that like?
Man, that's a good question, man. You know, when I think about the hustle of a entrepreneur, of a leader, of a speaker, if you really want to be successful, stay in your lane. That's one thing that I'm constantly reminding myself. And these days and times, we can see Instagram, we can see Facebook, we can see YouTube, and we can see a lot of other people who are in our particular spaces, winning and shining and just doing some bigger and better things than us. And you know what? I'm guilty of feeling that way, Doug. And you know, one thing I've had to learn was sometimes I got to unfollow certain people, not because I'm mad at them, not because I'm jealous at them, but because I need to stay focused on my path. If you want to be successful, if you really want to grind, grind in your lane. Wake up every single day with a clear vision, read your vision, speak affirmations over your life. And then three, do something every single day that gets you forward. If you stay still, if you go backwards, you're not going to get any better. And stop comparing yourself to others. Because one day, if you only focus on you and you're grinding it and you're the very best and you're sticking to your vision, I guarantee you one day you're going to wake up and you're not going to notice it. But you're going to be the number one person speaker out there. You're going to be a better speaker than myself. I want to challenge y'all to try and be better than me, but you know, but I mean, just focus on you while I'm focusing on me, and we'll all help a lot of people.
Yeah. And can you talk to communicators? Cause I think this is interesting. When I process what you guys do at Ramsey Solutions, I mean, when you guys get a message, you hone on to that and you just stick with it over and over and over again. And clearly it's made an enormous impact. How do you stay fresh as a communicator when you're constantly communicating the same thing over and over again?
You know, that's a good question. You know, Dave's been doing this for 25, 26 years, man. He's been talking about get out of debt and build wealth for 25 years. But what's so funny is while the message, the core of our message is the same, the delivery style, what we're saying around it doesn't stay the same, actually. We actually come up with creative ways to deliver the message. Prime example, you have, you know, the baby steps, seven baby steps, but then Dave also has Entree Leadership. He also has several other books out there. So there's different ways. But once you get a message, stick to it. Don't try and be a jack of all trades. Be the best person with your message. And that's what Dave has accomplished. That's what a lot of our personalities are accomplishing. For an example, Ken Coleman, he's a career guy. He wants to help people get into their dream careers. That's all he talks about. That's all he dreams about. I sit right next to him. That's all he's even thinking and eating and sleeping about is how do I help people do that? Once you do that, it may seem boring up front, because it did to me. I'm not going to lie. But I would definitely say the lives that you will touch, the impact that you will have, the legacy that you will build is extremely worth you just focusing and honing in on one message.
And is there anything else you want to leave leaders with today?
Man, I think the one thing I will leave leaders with is what I was telling my young people and what I was telling parents, but specifically to leaders, that the caliber of your future will be determined by the choices you made today. Now, what choice are you making today that's impacting the caliber of your future? You may be a young entrepreneur. You may be a pastor listening right now, or you may be just a young executive in a corporate space right now. What decision are you making, or what decision are you not making that will impact you tomorrow? Think about that. Sleep on that. Write it down. And tomorrow, get up, make better decisions.
Anthony, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for writing Debt-Free Degree. I hope that everyone listening to this will pick up a copy and share it with everyone they know. And just thank you for your leadership on a daily basis, brother. Really appreciate it. And you inspire me. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you, man.
I'd like to thank our sponsor, Henny Jewelers. They're a jeweler owned by my friend and mentor, John Henny. My wife, Laura, and I both got our engagement and our wedding rings at Henny Jewelers, and we absolutely love them. Not only do they have great jewelry, but they also invest in people. In fact, they give every engaged couple a book to help them prepare for their marriage, and we just love that. And so if you're in need of a good jeweler, check out Henny Jewelers at hennyjewelers.com. I'd also like to thank our sponsor, Babb Inc. Babb is an insurance broker, a third-party administrator, and consulting firm led by my friend and mentor, Russell Livingston. Russell is extremely passionate about developing the next generation of leaders, which is why he's partnering with us on this podcast, and he's also opened up his offices here in Pittsburgh to host our monthly leadership events, and we are extremely grateful for that. The nonprofit that I work at, Light of Life Rescue Mission, started using Babb as our insurance broker around 3 years ago, and we've had an unbelievable experience with them, and we highly recommend them. So if you or your organization has any insurance needs, please check out and learn more about Babb at babbins.com. That's babbins.com. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to my interview with Anthony O'Neill. I hope that you enjoyed it as much as I did. You can find ways to connect with him and links to everything that we discussed in the show notes at l3leadership.org/episode242. And while you're at it, go buy a copy of Debt-Free Degree and think of five people that could benefit from the book as well and buy them a copy. And let's help Anthony and Ramsey Solutions put a dent in the student loan crisis in America today. Thank you again, Anthony and Dave, for leading in this space. And don't forget to register you and your team for our L3 One-Day Leadership Conference at l3oneday.com. And remember to use the promo code PODCAST for 10% off of your ticket. And as always, if this episode made an impact in your life, please share it on social media and let others know how it added value to your life. Send it to someone that it could benefit and leave us a rating and review on iTunes. That helps us to grow our audience and add value to more leaders. So thank you in advance for that. And as always, I'd like to end with a quote, and I will quote Gerald Brooks today. He said this, he said, leaders know how to be their best on bad days. That is so good. Leaders know how to be their best on bad days. That's worth pondering on. Well, hey, leader, thank you so much for listening and being a part of L3 Leadership. My wife, Laura, and I appreciate you so much, and we will talk to you next episode.